This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Interpreters are crucial to the state's court system, but finding an interpreter that speaks a rare language is a challenge. As Mary Lee Williams reports, a lack of interpreters can have serious consequences.
Would you please tell the court and the jury what if anything?
It's the last day of a two-day training for people who want to become certified court interpreters, and the classroom is full. The Hmong and Arabic speakers are practicing simultaneous interpreting, which is interpreting while being spoken to. Vab Aaron Zhang, a medical and civil interpreter, says she wants to get certified in Hmong. Her experience going through the court system as a kid influenced her decision to get certified.
Just because you can speak a language or two languages doesn't mean that you are qualified to interpret, period, let alone be a certified interpreter and know what all of the legal jargon was and all of the vocabulary and terms.
Wisconsin is in need of more certified court interpreters who speak rare languages, which is basically any language other than Spanish. Of the top five most frequently used languages last year, Hmong, Arabic, and Burmese don't have any fully certified interpreters living in the state of Wisconsin. Certified interpreters have to pass two tests, among other requirements. The oral test has a low pass rate. The state doesn't even offer a certification test for all languages, like Burmese. Carmel Kapati directs the court interpreter program in Wisconsin. She says the state needs more certified interpreters who speak rare languages. Kapati says unqualified people do come into court.
It's not just a challenge for our state, it's a challenge for all those other states that have, you know, immigrant and refugee populations of individuals who speak rare languages where they get to have their day in court too.
If one or sometimes two court interpreters can't be found in time for a trial, it can be put off, delaying justice. And if a judge notices a court interpreter isn't fulfilling their duties, they can stop everything and start over. Retired Dane County Circuit Court Judge Bill Faust worked with many interpreters during his career. He says a scheduling hearing doesn't necessarily need a certified interpreter, but contested trials are different.
You're risking having your whole court proceeding be overturned if it can later be proven that the interpreter was bad.
Enrique Soria is a certified Spanish interpreter. He says having a bad interpreter is like having a bad attorney. Soria says he once worked with somebody who misinterpreted a crucial answer to a question during a parental rights case. He says in that case, it could have changed the outcome. Interpreters work in teams during trials to make sure they catch mistakes like this, because court interpreting requires more than simply being bilingual. Still, Soria says mistakes happen.
That's why interpreters need to be trained and need to do study and need to have an extensive practice and observation so they can do this job well and do it correctly, because people's lives and careers and relationships are all at stake.
Carmel Kapati, who manages the court interpreter program, says her office is working with different departments like refugee services to try and recruit more people who speak rare languages. But it's hard when the tests are expensive, challenging, and the work is sometimes infrequent. Mary Lee Williams, Wisconsin Public Radio.